Hello, everyone, and welcome to B&B Chats Podcast. Gather around as Wafa and Shayshaf chat about their lives, careers, relationships, and so much more. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Wafa, and this is Shayshaf. Yep, you heard it here. It's me, Shayshaf, and me, Wafa. Yep.
Oh no, our jobs, they have been taken.
I need to work on my impressions for you two.
That was just Gabe saying, this is Wafa and this is Shayshaf.
That wasn't us, if you were fooled. It's okay, we're still
maybe
here.
Maybe we should try it again. Shayshaf, he talks like down here, yeah? Mm-hmm. No, wait, say something, say something.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing?
That's pretty good.
Guys, today we have the intro artist, the voiceover sensation herself, Gabe, as part of the podcast, and I'm so excited. And we also have Kramer, who is Gabe's partner, and oh my goodness, you guys, I'm so excited to have these two on. I'm so happy.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Kramer, say hi.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah. First podcast I've been on, excuse me. Oh,
we feel so special.
Yeah.
So to start off, maybe Gabe and Kramer, do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Yeah. I'll go first, just because I'm
ladies first.
Yeah, ladies first. There you have it. I am an American and I'm an Australian. And I'm a dual citizenship, status person. Oh gosh, I'm already messing this up. I love koalas and ooh. I love to cook and I work as a voiceover artist and also as a teaching artist. And I studied music in college, which is kind of questionable, but also I'm happy that I did it anyway. I'm happy now because COVID allowed me to kind of take a step back and refigure out my life a little bit and figure out what was important to me and then kind of opened up a new avenue, which was voiceover, which I'm super excited to explore, especially as I'm still pretty new to it. But the door is huge. I mean, everything through it is amazing. It's bright. And I'm just so excited to get my career in that field start going. Also, I get to use my music skills in this career, which I'm like, cool, this is great. My degree means something, everyone. That's great. Other fun things about me is I've lived in a lot of different states. I've lived in New York and Texas and Virginia, and now I'm in Maryland. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know. That's a good start for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like voiceover, really, when you stop and look at it, everything around us has voiceover on it. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's so cool that you're in that space. It's really, really interesting.
Thank you. Yeah, I've done things that are commercial. I've done e-learning. I haven't done an IVR just yet, but I have done a lot of narration. And I really hate doing audiobooks. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I want to do another audiobook ever again. But there are lots of like video narration for a lot of groups that either need something for an explainer video or just a creative project. I've done a few short films, which has been kind of cool. But yeah. Cool. Yeah. That's me.
Incredible.
All right. I don't really know how to follow that up. I don't do well with tell us about yourself questions. I don't ever have a lot to say. But hi, my name is Kramer Qualick. Gabe and I both went to school for musical theater together. So I am an actor for whatever that's worth. I recently started my YouTube channel, which I consider an extension of my acting. I'm a big nerd, love Lord of the Rings, love swords. Yeah, and I'm in a couple things at the moment, like actual production-wise as well, in addition to that.
Kramer, say the name of your YouTube channel.
Yes, my YouTube channel is called Living Anachronism. You've heard of Living History. This is Living Anachronism. I am bound by no time period, no country. I do whatever I want. We do Lord of the Rings reenactment. I have crafts, anything medieval related. Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings, Dungeons and Dragons, you name it.
Witcher.
I do something. Witcher, yes, yeah. Witcher, thank you. So you can't even remember my own stuff. my other half, ladies and gentlemen.
And you just hit a major milestone in your YouTube channel's career.
I did. 2 days ago, I hit 1,000 subscribers. So, yeah, it happened faster than I thought it would. I'm not going to say I wasn't hoping it would happen and that I wasn't anticipated, but it happened a lot faster than I could have hoped. So, very awesome.
Amazing, amazing.
Please go check it out. Both Gabe and Kramer have amazing like websites and profiles on the internet.
Yeah, you can find me Living Anachronism on YouTube, and I'm also on Instagram at Living Anachronism Official.
And my website is GabrielAshtonBrown.com. That's Ashton like Ashton Kutcher, and Gabriel like the angel, and Brown like the color. My Instagram handle is the Gabe Agenda. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. And like all of that will be below. So please go check them out because these guys are incredible. And like, so here's maybe why Gabe and Kramer are even here in the first place.
Yeah, Wafa, how do you know them?
Yeah, so I know we've had a lot of either Sheshev's people who started off as Sheshev's friends or people who and like people who are now our friends, and like I would never consider them not my friends. But now I get to bring in someone who is really like my starting off friend. And Gabe is someone who I met in grade 10, which is when I lived in Virginia. And so we told that story on one of our earlier podcast episodes. And so I lived in the U.S. for only a year during my high school period, and that was grade 10. And it was in a small town called Falls Church, which was kind of near the Washington, D.C. area. It's really nice.
Fun fact, I learned Washington, D.C. is its own state, and it has nothing to do with Washington.
Yes.
It's a district. It's not a state.
And
currently.
Then there's the district. So Washington you know what? State is its own thing.
Wait, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Okay. Sheshev, what does D.C. stand for?
District of Columbia.
Yay!
Yes!
There you go.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Nice.
I feel like we, like in Canada, the amount of geography on American states and on America is so minimal that it's really funny to talk to people who have kind of gone to school here like Sheshev.
No, nothing.
Yeah,
absolutely nothing. Electoral college, is that like normal college, university? I don't know.
You have to graduate and yeah. And then you right, get out right. And you realize that everything you did is useless.
Oh my goodness,
I love it. But yeah, so Gabe was someone who I met when we lived in Falls Church, and we went to this high school that was pretty small, at least compared to the high school mm-hmm. that we graduated from in the end. And in this like pretty small school and pretty small town, Gabe and I lived in the same apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we became friends so fast. Like, I feel like I was good friends with you the entire school year.
I think we met the first week of school for 10th grade, and I want to say we met on the bus. Was that true? I feel like we were on the bus, and maybe it was like day three or something, and I was like, I don't know who she is. I'm going to go say hi.
No.
Something like that. Maybe you were sitting with Chio. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly our first interaction, but I'm fairly sure it happened at the bus stop.
I do think so, because the bus stop was like right underneath our apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I feel like from the minute that we talked, we were just, okay, we're friends.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
And I feel like I had so many incredible experiences with Gabe. Like, I think you've pushed me so much. You're the one that towards the end of the school year encouraged me to come and be part of Hamlet. I don't even know if you remember, but I had like two lines.
Who were you playing?
Hamlet.
We were both Hamlet, obviously.
Hamlet with two lines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It was like some, I think it was some lord that they turned into a lady for for me. They changed the role for me. How about that? That's wow. pretty
gosh, big. I forgot that we did Hamlet together.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Oh, incredible. So like the whole year, I gave, made me do incredible things. But like the main, one of the big things that we had together was government class, mm-hmm. which is super, super fun.
U.S. like government. It was just U.S. government, and it was with Mr. Pecralidis, and Mr. P, that's what we called him, was a fantastic teacher, and our class was kind of a rowdy class, but we were like the smart kids of the class who were the only ones paying attention, pretty much, and Mr. P really liked us. Yeah, I cared about it, too. We were like trying to learn, and everyone else was kind of just there for giggles and stuff, and we had a good time. I think we had a good time. I learned a lot in that class.
I had an incredible time. But also, like, we, like, while we were paying attention, we were also just chatting and talking.
Absolutely.
And I have so many pictures of, on, like, my old phone from that class of us, like, braiding our hair together.
Yeah. Wait, braiding your hairs to one another?
Yeah, yes. We, like, put our hair in separate ponytails, and then we braided our ponytails all together. We had a friend with red hair, and so I was the peanut butter, although her red was, like, kind of a brownish red, and then it was, like, Nutella, peanut butter, and what was yours, Wafa? What did we call it? I don't remember, but it was something like that. Like, it was like, oh, yeah, it's a sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
At some point, we transitioned from me thinking we were taking you joking way too far, and then I realized that you actually aren't kidding.
No.
Now I'm just here.
No, it was so fun. I want to tell, like, one really kind of standout story that I'll always have with Gabe is... There was, like, a burger place near where we lived called Elevation Burger, I think. Mm-hmm. And do you want to tell the story? Like, I can't remember how it started. But
it was something. Which one is this? Because we would go all the time.
I want to talk about our cow story.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Share the cow story. This is a good one. It was something, so this burger place, they were very, I don't think they're very much like this anymore. Now their burgers don't taste nearly as good. I'm going to get sued now for saying that, I think.
The tea.
There's the tea. But at the time, they had really, really good burgers. Their cows were, like, these really well-behaved and, like, I don't know, living the high life. These cows were doing great until they were killed for their meat.
They advertised
that, like, these cows are treated humanely, pretty much. And so I guess cows were on our mind or something. We were, like, talking about getting our burgers after school because it was our favorite place to get burgers. And how did this come up in our government class? But it became something.
So essentially we tried a whole, okay. So we were trying to think about, like, what if something infected these cows?
Oh, no.
And, or the cows went kind of crazy. They were like cow zombies. What if that happened?
Mm.
How would Gabe and I alone protect humanity?
Yeah.
And so we decided that what we would do is, ourselves go and collect and acquire all the diseases that are known to man. And, like, in humans, and we would infect ourselves and sacrifice ourselves, and then we would just go and, like, lie in front of the cows and let them, like, the cow zombies.
They would just
eat us.
And we called this cowpocalypse.
Cowpocalypse. And then they would get all of the diseases that we had gotten.
Yeah.
And then we would have saved humanity.
We would have saved everyone from the zombie cow eating people. I don't know. And so somehow this came up in our government class, and then we tried to work cowpocalypse into something we were learning. Yeah. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but I remember there was Michael Barron in our class, and he was, like, getting so aggressively upset about, like, us talking about cows.
He, like, was trying to logic. We're not dumb, right?
Like, no, we're not dumb. And the thing is, like, every time we talked with Mr. P, like, we had all the right answers. We were on it, like, every single time. And so one day we were like, let's bring Cowpocalypse into class. And Michael Barron was not having it.
No, and he tried to make us realize that what we were saying would never actually happen. And we're like, okay, thank you very much. Like, we know.
Yeah, obviously I'm not going to go get every disease. It's a made-up story.
And I think he said something about oh, but cows could never open doors. And we're like, yeah, wow, he's like, thank you for
they
your couldn't open the insights. Doors.
They won't climb their stairs. They can't use our elevators. We're going to outlast them. I'm like, yeah, right. That's what you think. Before they come for you.
Oh my god.
This is something that I always reminisce about. And it makes me so happy because I think we were just so young and in that wonderful era of youth that was our pastime to go get burgers and lettuce wraps and make up stories.
Well, that and something for, at least for our relationship that I love is that we can take it to a really mature level if we need to. Yeah. But I love how childlike you are with me. Oh, yes. Not childish. Childish is not what you want to be, but childlike is something to aspire to. And it's being playful and being able to embrace light and fun and curiosity for the first time. And I've always loved that in our relationship because I feel like you play off of me very, very well. Oh. And I absolutely love that. Oh my gosh, you would just go along with everything that I wanted to do. Which I'd be like, Wafa, let's go spontaneously roller skating. You'd be like, okay, let's do it. I guess we're doing this. Or
I can't roller skate, but let's go.
But yeah, the things like that. Or I wanted to create another weird disease thing. I guess we were talking about diseases a lot.
Wow.
I know we were ahead of our time, but
yeah, we predicted. Yeah. All this.
I had this idea for a short film once that was about Disney characters, or specifically Disney princesses, coming out of normal people.
Come up.
But I convinced Wafa to be Jasmine and to be a normal girl.
I've seen this video.
Oh, yeah, of getting sick of, she's becoming Jasmine or something. So then I had Wafa do this scene with me and then sing A Whole New World. And I think we only shot your scene because I was this goodness. Is not going to happen. But I'm so glad I have this video. Oh, so good.
For whoever knows me, I cannot sing. I nobody wants to hear me sing. I have Shayshav can attest to this. I have no sense of tone. I don't know. Okay, first of all, I also am very bad with the vocabulary. So pitch and tone and key. I just start singing because I enjoy doing it, but I know I'm not good at it. And every time I say something, or even today, I was singing something. And Shayshav just nods his head
No, you did a good job. Come on.
I wasn't singing to you. I was singing to myself. And you're like, good job. And then the next time I look over, you're just shaking your head as no.
And I'm sorry. It's so instinctual. I'm that probably doesn't help, but it's just super instinctual.
It's okay. I will say I feel very out of place. These very musically talented individuals in front of me right now. But yeah, so this Princess Jasmine thing, please, I never want that video to come to life. I think I've lost it, and I don't mind it.
I think I've lost it too, but okay, I remember having it at one time and being like, oh, this is some good dirt. I love it.
Oh, no.
Kramer, if you haven't seen it, please save my dignity and never watch it.
I don't think I have. I feel like I'd remember this if I had.
It was really, really bad.
Oh, you remember it.
Oh, God.
It was really bad, goodness. But it's okay. It was in the past and it happened and now it's over and no one will speak of it again.
Well, speaking of music though, Shayshav and Kramer, you both play the drums. That's kind of cool.
Wafa told me that you play the drums too and I was like, damn, there's not too many people that I meet who are just whacking it up.
Yeah, I would say most of the musicians I meet, I ask them oh, what do you play? And they're like, the drums. And I'm like, oh. All right.
Maybe it's an American thing.
Maybe it's an American thing. Most of the musicians I know are actors too, so I don't know what it is. But cool. How long have you been playing?
I started when I was six and a half years old when we first moved to Canada. But it's been kind of on and off. I used to be a lot more involved in high school, but with undergrad and now in school, I'm living in an apartment. I haven't been really able to play too much, but still, I love meeting anyone and talking about music. I don't think you can really get rid of music. It's just kind of in your blood now.
And it affects more things in my life as I become aware of them, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my sense of rhythm helps with dancing. It helps with picking up choreography quickly. Ooh. Helps with memorizing things more quickly. Like, it's just in there now. but I also haven't been able to play in a while since I moved back home. I have, like, my regular, like, loud person trap set, which I feel bad setting up if, like, everyone else is going to be around. And after our senior recitals, my computer module for my electric drum set died, so it doesn't work anymore. So it's been a bit. I like air drum now to my favorite songs.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I got random sticks just
nice
laying around. I got my something right here. Maybe I moved them. No, they were even closer to me than I thought.
Oh. For those who can't tell, these two have drumsticks in their hands.
Just sitting around.
Literally sitting next to me on my couch, just like.
That's amazing.
That's so amazing. That's something that I wish that, I mean, personally, that I had more of more musical more inclinations. More drums.
More cowbell.
That's it.
More cowbell.
Cowbell?
More cowbell.
Okay.
It's an SNL reference.
Yeah.
No, it's just a universal truth. I don't know what you're
talking about. More cowbell.
I'll do it. Oh, if I'm part of this band, then I'm down to ring the cowbell. Is that what you do to a cowbell?
You ring it.
Yeah, yes. You ring
okay,
it.
Okay, awesome.
We're full circle back to cowpocalypse now. It's all interconnected.
Oh my goodness. This is how you defeat the cows.
With cowbells.
With a cowbell.
That's how you know they're coming.
Oh my god.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, I never thought of this. See, so what I'm getting is that in order to truly defeat the cowpocalypse, we need to put all of our minds together.
All of our bells.
All of our bells.
Together. All of our braids.
Together. Braids together. Too. Yeah.
Oh, I'm full circle with everything. I've got nothing else.
Oh my god. Speaking of all of this crazy all over the place thinking, we have some really interesting and fun games in store for the four of us to play together. So the first game that we're going to be playing is called Questions, and I'm going to pass it off to Gabe to explain the rules.
Oh, okay, yeah. So this is a game, actually bringing it back to Hamlet, because Hamlet, there's a sequel... Ish. It's not really a sequel. It's not Hamlet 2 or something.
Like an unofficial.
an unofficial, like... midquel, I guess you could call it that. It's the Lion King 1.5, pretty much. It's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are the Timon and Pumbaa of Hamlet. And it's like whatever, it's Hamlet, but it's from their perspective. And they have this fun scene where they are playing back and forth a game of questions. And the game of questions is where you can only speak in questions. And there are a few rules that go with it, and the rules are as follows. You cannot make a statement, you can't repeat, you can't use synonyms, so you can't say the same thing twice but two different ways. You can't grunt.
I can't imagine where grunting is such a big part of this game a rule.
That's a question.
Is that a grunt?
Or
I believe ha is a grunt.
Okay.
Okay.
And
ruled out.
It says no rhetoric. However, I don't know if we should limit it to no rhetoric. Otherwise, this is going to be a very funny game. Kramer, what did you say about this game too? Because you did this scene when we were in college.
It isn't real. It's not a real game.
Yeah, it's not
the
real.
The point system is a lot like tennis. So you'll get 1 point, and then whoever gets like 3 points first wins. So it'll be interesting to see how we play with four people.
Wait, sorry, where
you get points? You essentially get points for catching another person breaking the rules.
Oh,
So that's kind of important to know.
Yeah, we were just gonna start asking questions.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Look, so now that there's points involved, my competitiveness is like gonna kick in. Yeah. I'm excited. Sorry, Kramer, I cut you off. What were you saying?
That was essentially it.
Okay.
But you can pretty much make up any rule that you want. So long as it's clever, I'll buy it.
Awesome. We have Kramer as a toss vote.
Great.
Okay, how do we start?
Would you like to play a game of questions?
Oh.
No grunts.
Oh, sorry, wait, I was just interested. No. Okay, let's start.
Say it as a question.
Can we start now?
Shayshav, how would you survive the cowpocalypse?
Is there enough grass for the cows to survive that long?
Is there enough evidence to support a cowpocalypse?
But what even would a cowpocalypse look like?
Would that include calves and adult cows, or just adult cows?
What would this do to the supply of beef in the world?
How would a cow get chickenpox?
Better question is, how would we get chickenpox?
Yes.
I think that's a statement. I don't know.
Chickenpox? Oh, no. Okay, so I see how that could be a statement. So
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I think that is a statement. Because you said better.
Isn't that a better statement?
Well, you said isn't.
It's a better question.
Isn't. If it was isn't, yeah, then.
I said isn't a better question.
Isn't it a better question to say this? Yes. Yeah, no, you're right. That's not a statement.
Okay.
So do I get to, like, Shayshav now get a negative point?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shayshav, I think you count a point. So you get, you get a. Or no, Wafa gets a point.
Wafa gets the point.
I get the point. Wafa gets the point. You know what? I don't understand the scoring system, but I like it.
It doesn't make sense.
I'll take a point. Hey everyone, editing Wafa here from the future. I just kind of wanted to jump in and say that I realize now that I didn't actually phrase my statement as a question. It was indeed a statement. So Shayshav should definitely have gotten that point, but, and I'm sorry, I didn't realize when we were filming, I didn't mean to cheat, but yeah, whatever. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
All right, start us off again.
Yeah, Wafa, why don't you start us off?
Okay. What did you eat for lunch today, Gabe?
What didn't I eat for lunch today?
Could it have been a Nutella sandwich?
Are you implying that I ate lunch today?
Or was it just dinner from yesterday?
Do you know what the difference between lunch and dinner is?
I am so frozen right now. Okay. That's a minus. Yeah. That's a gonzo. That's a dunzo. Oh my goodness.
So do we all get a point or
yeah, you should
is
all
that
get
a negative point?
Okay. You guys all got me.
There's no negative points.
So we'll all have one except for Waffle who will have two.
Oh my goodness. She's so close.
It. She's beating us already.
Okay, honestly, I don't know how the first point was mine, but
okay. So I guess Gabe and Waff have both started. So Kramer, you want to go? Or was that my starting? Ho-ho.
You can start if you'd like. I'd have to think of something.
Kramer, would you like to start?
All right.
Oh, statement.
Oh, No.
That's perfect. Oh my god, Gabe, you got him.
I got a point.
That's a point. Oh my goodness. 2-2, tied. We never know when the game starts, when the game ends.
Okay. When does the game start?
Doesn't the game start whenever we all agree it starts?
How do we want to decide this to begin?
Wait, I'm trying to think. Is that not a statement?
I started with how.
Huh. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Is how a grunt is the real question.
Are you asking me?
Oh, are we going out of order now?
I don't know anymore.
Statement!
Shit. Kramer, you got a point.
Oh, you got the point. Oh my goodness. I'm sitting at a solid zero while you guys are all hovering at two.
Two, two, two.
Zero.
Yeah.
This game is crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather like?
Did you know that it rained yesterday?
Does it really even count as rain if it rains for 10 minutes?
How much moisture can the air hold?
How much moisture can you hold?
Are we rain?
I just quit. This game is not for me. Oh. Yeah, no, I'm just gonna take the L and give you guys all the win. 3-3-3 for you guys and 0 for me.
That was stressful.
My goodness. I'm sorry, that was stressful. So stressful.
It's hard. Sorry we stressed you out, Shayshav.
No, it's good.
We actually have another improv game that we wanted to play that perhaps Shayshav you'll be a little bit better at.
Sure. statement.
The next game that we were thinking of potentially playing is one that's going to put all the pressure on the real professionals in this Zoom call and on this podcast, which is obviously Gabe and Kramer, if you have not gotten that by now. But we're going to have Gabe and Kramer, we'll count down from 5, and they just have to pick up something around them and then try to pitch it to Shayshav and I as something that we should buy from them. And maybe we'll have a conversation. Like, you can start off like a Shark Tank, you know, pitch. Yeah. And let's see if we sharks bite.
Should we also do some special descriptions of it just in case our viewers won't be able to do it. Yes. They'll only be able to hear us with
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay.
So you guys can take a second if you want to think about or find an item.
I'm ready.
Find one.
Oh my.
I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go now. Should we wait for Gabe to return or should we just go? Should we just send it?
Good question. I don't think we need to wait for losers.
Wow.
I know who I'm giving my money to.
Owned.
The jaws are out because it's Shark Tank.
Ooh.
Okay, Kramer, why don't you go first?
Dear hosts, now I know the audience cannot see you, but I can, and you both look to me like you are people who really like adventure. You both like the unknown, and that makes me think that you really would like to have this mystery pouch. What could be in this pouch, you might ask yourself? And I ask that very same question too. It could be anything. It's got a nice texture. It's matte black with just a little bit of shine because of the pleasant material that it's made out of. It has the name, the very name of the same company that did make it, right upon the top of the pouch here. And when you purchase it, and you will purchase it, I know, I can see it in your eyes already. You will be purchasing it, I can tell. It's got a belt loop on the back, it's got anything. And once you purchase it, you can open it and then find out what's inside. It could be anything. It could be a deck of cards. It could be a new phone. It could be that one part that you were missing for your car that you went down to the auto parts store and they didn't have. And even if they did have it, they charged you 100% extra cost for it. It could be anything. I know you want it and you know where to find me. And you might call me to try to pick it up and it might ring. Who knows? Who knows?
Incredible.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
So Kramer, I must ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And I must answer.
How much does such a pouch cost?
Oh, well, because it could be anything, it is, of course, you pay what you can. But I have millions of them. So, of course, I'm not worried about turning a profit. This is for you. This isn't for me. This is for you.
Wow.
It's pretty much a gift.
Wow.
You know, as an investor, I don't know if I love that strategy of selling with a pay what you can. You know, who cares about people and what they can pay? I would rather charge a gajillion dollars per pouch, because what if it is a gajillion dollars in there, you know?
It could be. But think of it this way. You catch more bees with honey than with vinegar. You catch more people with free stuff than you do with really expensive stuff. So if we tell people that they can pay what they can, I would rather have 1 million people pay me $1 than nobody pay me $1 million, if that makes sense.
Mm. Damn it.
take my money right now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Shall we open it here? Would you like to make a purchase?
Let's have a drum roll.
It is a camera.
Ooh. Wow.
Not worth a million, but it's a good camera. It's a decent camera.
Here's the real question. Do we get the pictures that are on it?
Oh. There's nothing on it. Oh. It's empty. I use it for B-roll footage.
The answer is no. There's nothing useful on there. What if the person whose picture was on there was going to become famous, and then... Oh. It's okay. I'll take it.
I don't know any famous people, aside from Gabe.
Gabe's famous. I believe it.
Oh, no. You have such a good pitch. My pitch is not going to be nearly as good.
Yes!
Okay. So I'd like everyone to please close your eyes and just listen in to my voice. All right. So I want you to imagine you've just had the worst day at work. Like, the worst. Your boss said something really, really mean to you, and everybody laughed when you made a mistake. And you might have caused someone to have a really unfortunate day, but now you're home and you're sitting on your couch and you want to turn on your TV, but your power just ran out. Everything that could go wrong is happening. But guess what you have at the foot of your feet? The foot of your couch. You've got the foot of your feet. Dang it, I ruined it. Guess what you've got right here at the foot of your couch? Right by your feet, you've got this little ball. This is a stress-free ball that is covered in little spikes, and it will relieve you of your daily pressures. And since you are both doctors, or on the way to be doctors, you know how much pressure ends up in your feet. You are on your feet all day, and... there's a lot of pressure points in there that you need to relieve. And if you don't, you'll end up being very stressed and very unhappy. But when you have a bad day and you can go home and you can use that football rub to rub out all of those horrible little pressure points that just make your day all that much worse, it'll be better now. God, I'm so bad at this. I don't write the scripts. I just speak them.
I think you and Kramer would make a pretty awesome tag team.
Yeah, I would like to sell one extra thing. You remember this pouch? You remember the pouch?
We're ready
this
for
is
it.
A sale. This is a sale again for this pouch. It's very quick. Mystery pouch, right? I mean, you never know what's going to be inside. It could easily just be one of those stress balls. You never know. And for those who cannot see, I am also holding one.
The exact same stress ball. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Totally.
The two pitches have melded together. Like, we can't decide. We have to give the money to both of you.
Oh. Well, I don't want to share.
That's too bad, honey.
Wow. I'm being bullied. Mine.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Gabe, I would like to ask, where is the evidence behind your ball's workings?
Where is the evidence behind my ball's workings?
Balls tell, workings. Please. I remember. I heard that just to keep it friendly.
The workings of the balls.
The evidence is in years of research from pediatric doctors and therapists, certain physical therapists in mind specifically, because when you're learning how to walk, for example, they made these things, this is learning how to walk again. So if you've already walked once, you're a baby, you don't need these. But if you're an adult learning to walk again due to an injury, these are really great because the spikes on them don't hurt you when you step on them, not like Legos, but more so tickle your nerves on your feet, and you're able to roll it into positions that relieve any sort of pressure, and they make your day so much better. Da 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 da.
That checks out.
All the it checks out.
That was the smartest science I've ever heard.
You could have just said, listen, the science says the ball's working. I would have been like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the science, yeah. It said this. They told me, it whispered in my ear. The science said that it worked, so there.
Yeah.
Men in lab coats. The science.
Yeah, I've got a lab coat. You can't see it, but.
It's verifiable.
The science said that.
The science. Capital science. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Wow. Well, if you guys want to buy these mystery pouches, which may or may not contain stress-free balls, or just the stress-free balls themselves, which most likely you'll get the stress-free ball as opposed to some mystery pouch, you can reach out to Kramer and Gabe, and maybe they'll have something for you. Maybe they won't.
Maybe.
It's a mystery. You'll have to find out. Send us your money and see if you get something back. Who knows?
Please don't. Actually, I don't know who's listening.
Don't.
If you are vulnerable to online salespeople, don't listen to Kramer, please.
It doesn't say gullible on the ceiling. Doesn't.
Oh my god.
I almost looked. You. I know.
I'm looking in my mind. My mind's eye is looking up right now and it doesn't say it.
Somewhere in our high school, actually, in the Virginia High School, there was a ceiling that somebody actually did write gullible on.
Wow, really clever.
I know,
wow.
It was so clever. Yeah, that was funny.
That's hilarious. But yeah, that was kind of the episode that we had planned with Gabe and Kramer, and I hope now you know a little bit more about my relationship with Gabe, and then that's the one that matters out of all four of us. And just that she's literally one of my best friends. And
aww, you too.
And like Gabe and I feel like every time we speak, no matter how long it's been, it's one of those friendships that you kind of are distant, you're doing your own thing, and then you come together and you pick up right where you left off, and you can talk about anything. And like, I don't know most about Gabe's like field, and I just kind of admire her as an artistic creative goddess. And
oh my god.
But I always just like listen, you know, because I love hearing it. And
same. Just, like, so favorites. Whatever you're doing, I'm always like, oh my gosh, wow, that's so cool. It's so important. And I'm doing like, oh, I'm just making my own music. Oh, I'm in a show this week or whatever I'm doing. But it's really, really great to find some grounding with you too, you know? Yeah. And like you're saying, like, we've almost known each other for almost 10 years now, which mm-hmm. is kind of crazy to think about. We met in 2012.
That's insane.
So it's really almost been 10 years, which is wild. But like you said, being able to pick up and just go has been great. Yeah. You oh my gosh, on my 16th birthday, you showed up at midnight to my apartment with a donut and a candle.
I remember.
It was so nice.
I remember.
Oh, my
just,
heart.
It's one of those things that when I look back at, sometimes I hate the fact that we moved around so much when I was growing up, but if we hadn't, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to make so many incredible friends, like including you. And I cherish it so much. And Kramer, I can't wait to like us all to become friends, please. That's my heart's desire.
Yes.
Yeah. And Shishav, I hope that we become better friends too.
Of course. Once all of this pandemic stuff settles down, traveling opens
yeah.
up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Gabe and I have also been saying that for literally, like, I think the last time we saw each other was 2014
or
2015.
2014
or
2015, yeah.
Yeah. So another meeting is
due. Don't crush our dreams.
You're right. I will keep the high going for you guys. But yeah, do you want to, Shishav, do you want to move into the next portion of this episode?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
The dream.
So this week it's my turn for the dream, and you know, I'm gonna not give you guys a dream and just tell you an interesting fact, which is that
okay,
when someone doesn't have a dream for many, many days, they have something called REM rebound, which means that eventually you're gonna have a crazy long dream where you're going to be in REM sleep, which is rapid eye movement, and then you're just going to be dreaming. So there you go. There's my fact of the day, which is related to dreams, even though I'm supposed to have a dream, and I'm a really bad podcaster for that, not having one.
What a lame fact.
Get out of here, okay? It's related to dreams. So I'm just telling you.
The dreams time. Are imminent.
Exactly.
There will be dreams.
Exactly. That's what
Don't
I'm selling
Don't let your dreams
you.
Be dreams.
My dream is to have Gabe and Kramer come to Canada.
Aww. I want to come to Canada so bad. I want to come visit you guys. It'll be so much fun.
Kick the border down, you know.
I've only been to Canada once, and I got my car broken into and my Walkman stolen. I was like 10.
Stop! Where in Canada did you come?
That is not normal.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but I was also very young, so I had no idea what was going on. I don't even remember where that was. But it was more towards... I'm sorry. We were just saying you guys don't know our geography. I don't know yours either. But we had come up through Washington, so it was on that western side.
It was on the west.
Yeah,
oh my God, we just like blame in them. BC, somewhere in British Columbia.
Yeah, BC hoodlums. Olivia, if you're listening, you're weird.
The BC hoodlums.
It was like a bunch of bootlegged Disney CDs. So like, oh, they scored. I hope whoever got them enjoys them. You know.
I'm sure they still have those. Bootleg those are Disney. Probably worth money now.
Bootleg probably. DVDs from Disney?
Oh, just the soundtracks. Just the soundtracks.
Sorry, I put it up too high. CDs only, no DVDs. Sing-alongs only.
Yeah, Waffle could tell you about those sing-alongs. Mm-hmm. A whole new world.
How do we end this?
Well, we can just say thank you so much to Gabe and Kramer for coming on today. This was so, so, so much fun. And I need to play this questions game more often with myself. I just freeze. Just sit there and freeze. No more.
Yeah. But the thing is, Sheshav was so excited at the idea of let's do improv games. Like, you were so excited. So we'll practice with you. And then
I'm hoping maybe sometime we can do something again and maybe do, like, not a D&D game, but maybe like a protocol game where it's a role-playing type sort of situation. Maybe a little bit more structure there, and then we go through a, like, I don't know, some sort of story that we make together. That could be kind of fun. And if we do it within like an hour to an hour and 10, 20 minutes or something, that could be something really fun for the future. If we were interested, but yeah.
I love that. But yeah. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
And, yeah.
Actually, if you don't mind me adding in a little thing at the end of this, Sheshav is starting clerkship, which means like full clinical duties starting 2 weeks from now.
Yikes.
Which is coming up really fast. And so the pretty regular 2 weeks every 2 weeks schedule that we have for uploading, we already apologize in advance if that kind of gets messed up from now on. I know that that's obviously something he has to give priority to, and that doesn't mean that we're not going to be doing the podcast anymore because we really love it, but may just be something that we do a little bit more on a lax schedule and not as rigid, unfortunately. And yeah,
thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Of Thank course. You. Thank you for being here. Bye.
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 Till next time.